Check a news. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rissenburg 35, Johannesburg 33, Mbombela 34 grade.
Oh boy, Limbro Park N3 North. There's a stationary truck at Marlborough Drive causing heavy traffic, and the roadworks in Melrose also adding to the very heavy traffic. It's M1 South restrictions to just before Collett Drive.
Ons begin in Noordwes, waar nog 5 onwettige mijnwerkers in hegtenis geneem is nadat hulle by Margaret Shaft in Stilfontein tot die oppervlak gekom het. 2 van die onwettige mijnwerkers het woensdag tot die oppervlak gekom en 3 ander gister. Meer as 2000 vermeende onwettige mijnwerkers is sedert Augustus verlede jaar deur die polisie in hegtenis geneem. Polisie woordvoerder Sabata Makwabone.
They comprise of 3 Zimbabwe and 2 Mozambique undocumented foreign nationals. All facing charges of illicit mining and contravention of the Immigration Act of 2002. The Valom Godi operations to address illicit mining and related crimes continue.
In ander groot nuus vandag, Eskom erken dat daar 'n moontlikheid is dat van se 4 beerkrag die naweek geïmplementeer kan word. Dit na meer as 10 maande se ononderbroke kragtoevoer. Cliff Shiko berig.
The looming load shedding comes a day after National Energy Regulator NERSA denied Eskom's request for a 36% tariff hike. In a statement, the power utility blamed recent breakdowns and repairs as well as low emergency reserves as the cause of the possible return of rolling power cuts. Energy analyst and expert Chris Yelland believes that the power utility should have increased its reserves over the past 10 months.
I would have thought that that would be a relatively quick and easy option and a relatively low-cost option. But I'm surprised that they still do not have adequate storage capacity to cater for such a move.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die voorverhoor en die verdwyning van Jocelyn Smith is in die Weskaapse Hooggeregshof uitgestel tot die einde van volgende maand. Jocelyn se ma Kelly Smith was alleen teenwoordig, want haar kerel Jacquin Appalus en medebeskuldigde Stefano van Rein het weens sy administratiewe fout nie by die hof opgedaag nie. Die drie word aangekla van die verdwyning van die 7-jarige Jocelyn in Februarie verlede jaar van haar huis in Saldanha Bay. Aan die Weskus. Die minister van Binnelandse Sake Leon Schreiber het onthul dat tegnologie 'n deurslaggewende rol speel in die aanpak van kriminele aktiwiteite by Suid-Afrikaanse hawens en lughawens. Tydens 'n inligtingsessie oor die jongste feesseisoen bedrywighede het Schreiber onthul dat hommeltuie op 5 groot lughawens ontplooi is met 42 opgeleide vlieëniers wat aangewys is om dit te bedryf.
The use of these drones on a pilot basis at just 5 ports of entry led to the detection of 2,188 additional people who attempted to illegally enter our country. That is 2,188 people who would be walking amongst us right now, illegally, were it not for the use of this technology.
Volgens die minister het dit ook grensbewegings aansienlik bevorder. En Israel se gevangenisdiens het 110 Palestynse gevangenes vrygelaat as deel van die skietstilstand ooreenkoms. Dit volg nadat 8 gijslaars, 3 Israelse en 5 Thaise burgers gister uit Gaza vrygestel is. Ek is Chanel Subtima, top story at this hour. Another 5 illegal miners have been arrested after resurfacing at Margaret Shaft in Stilfontein in the Northwest.
Okie dokie, beerkrag, kan jy dit glo?
What?
Less than a day after NERSA went, no, don't be ridiculous. You can't get the 36%. Oh my god, beerkrag! Hey. Have to test you now. If you are a Tuki, where do you study? Come on, Cape Townian, you know these. Tukis.
Pretoria?
Yay! All right, let's try one that's a little closer to home for you.
My word, Alex.
Ikeys! Ikeys!
UCT.
Yay! Okay, this is a real tough one.
Oh, gosh.
Vitsies.